Today we will have lesson number 3 on Mishnayos Terumos, in which we will study together Mirza Hashem, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Dalad, and Mishneh Hey. Until now, we have basically been learning when it comes to the mitzvah of Truma, of giving a small bit of your produce, of grain, of olives, of wine, of grapes, to the Kohen, that there's a din of hafroshas truma, of setting aside some of that grain to the Kohen. And we have learned about who can and who cannot, what kinds of people can be mafresh truma. What kind of people, when they give some grain, grapes, olives, olive oil to the Kohen, is that effective? We learned that there are various people for whom it's just not effective. Now we're going to learn not so much about the person who's giving or setting aside the truma, but rather about the truma itself, about the crops and the various kinds of foods themselves. Now, among the foods which are obligated in the mitzvah of truma are olives and grapes. And olives, of course, are made into olive oil, and grapes are made into wine. The Mishneh Dalad begins by telling us, Ein tormin zeisim al hashemen velo anovim al hayayin. If a person has both olives and olive oil, and he wants to give to the Kohen just the olives, and that should serve as truma for the olives and for the olive oil, you can't do that. You have to give olives for the olives and olive oil for the olive oil. And similarly with grapes and wine. You can't just give a bunch of grapes to the Kohen and say, this is for the grapes and for the wine, but rather he has to give grapes for grapes and wine for wine. And the reason for this is explained in the Yerushalmi, that you're supposed to give the Kohen something which he doesn't have to bother himself with. It's if you have finished product, oil, olive oil, or finished product wine, you've got to give him that finished product. You can't give him grapes, which he then has to go and squeeze into wine, or olives, which he now has to go and squeeze into olive oil, for the olive oil. Grapes for grapes, wine for wine, olives for olives, olive oil for olive oil. V'im tormu, suppose he does. He gives only olives for both the olives and the olive oil. V'shamai omnim trumas atzmon Yeshbohen. Beishamai says that at least for the grapes themselves, truma has been effective. At least for the olives themselves, olives has been effective. Now what this means is as follows. Suppose he has, 100 gallons of olive oil. And suppose he has 100 clusters or baskets of grape, of olives. And he wants to give truma, truma is 2%, he wants to give 2 out of 100. So he gives not two baskets of olives for the 100 baskets of olives, but he gives 4 baskets of olives, 2 for the olives and 2 for the olive oil. So what happens is, of the 4 baskets of olives that he's given, 2 of those baskets are truma, according to Rabbi Shammai. Trumas atzmon yesh bohem. The other 2 baskets of olives, which he gave as truma for the olive oil, that's not effectively truma. So what does he have now? He has 4 baskets mixed together, 2 of which are truma, 2 of which are not. That's called meduma. That's a mixture of truma and non-truma. And he can't eat any of it if he's not a Kohen himself. Can't eat any of those 4. He's got to sell to the Kohen those 4 baskets, charging the Kohen only for 2 of them at the price of truma, etc. He's got a problem. However, halacha, he does not have a problem, because Ubeis Hillel Omer remain trumos on truma. Beis Hillel says what he's done is not effective at all, and nothing's truma, nothing's happened. The Yerushalmi explains, and the Rambam says this in his Pirush HaMishnayos, that this is a Gzeira Medrabonon. The Rabbonon have the power to declare that even though something might be effectively min HaTorah Truma, the Rabbonon could say it's not Truma. And here, the Chachomim wanted to protect the interests of the Kohen, and therefore they were mafkia. They were able to preempt or to cancel the Truma status from the Truma. And nothing's Truma. Nothing's happened. You go back to the drawing boards. He's got to give, in our example, 2 bushels of olives and 2 gallons or tanks or whatever, tubs of olive oil. Mishnehe is basically based upon a simple principle. And that is, if I'm a farmer and I have 2 truckloads of whatever, 2 truckloads of wheat, one for which Truma has already been given, or for some other reason is potur. He's exempt from Truma. So that is potur. And another truckload, let's say, which is chayev in Truma, of which Truma has not yet been given. So you cannot be mafrish min ha-potur al ha-chayev. You can't give Truma from that truckload which is potur for that truckload which is chayev, nor vice versa. You cannot give truma from that which is chayev to serve for that which is potur. Then the Mishnah, that's the principle here. The Mishnah gives a number of examples of potur and chayev. First of all, ein tor min min haleket u min hashichicho u min hapeyo u min hahefke. If we know that there are certain categories of grain, of crops, which belong to the poor, leket. If while you're harvesting, you drop a few kernels of wheat on the floor, you have to let it stay on the floor, and they belong to the oni. Shichicha, you're driving away from the farm, and you forget behind 1 bushel of wheat. So that belongs to the oniim, to the poor. Umin ha-peya, one has to leave the corner of one's fields for the oniim. So suppose we have now leket or shichicha or peya, which belongs to the poor. You, as the owner of the farm, and even the poor person himself, cannot take some of that grain and have it serve as truma for other grain that the farmer owns. Or in the case of the poor person, other grain, the poor person may be poor. Maybe he may have a small garden back home where he has a few crops, and he wants to give some of the matnos aniyim, some of the leket or shikhu peya, which he got from the farmer's field. He wants to use it for his own crops. He can't do that, because leket, shikhu, and peya are exempt from truma. They're exempt from truma. The reason being, by the way, because the pasuk tells us that the person who's entitled to masros, to the tithes, has to be, he has to qualify of ki ein lo chelek v'nachlo imoch. Nebuch, he's a Kohen, he has no portion in the land of Israel. However, when it comes to leket shikhu peya, the Kohen has a poor Kohen has as much right to glean or to take the corner of the field, etc., to take the matnas aniyim as a Yisrael, as a non-Kohen who is poor. So therefore, leket shikhu peya are exempt from truma. And to give truma from leket shikhu peya, which is potur, for crops that you have which are chayovim, which are obligated in truma, you can't do that. And similarly, min ha-hefker. Hefker means a farm which is hefker, which the owners have abandoned it, and it's just growing wild. And it's free for all. Anybody who gets there first can keep it. So that's exempt from truma. And you can take some of this abandoned property's crops and you have it serve as truma for your crops back home. Again, it's min ha-potur al ha-chayev. Similarly, v'lo mima'aser rishon shenitla trumoso. After one gives truma, which is basically 2/10 of one's produce, 2 out of 100, you're left with 98 bushels. And of that 98, you have to give to ma'aser rishon. You have to give 10% to the levy, 9.8 bushels to the levy, 1/10 of 98. Now, suppose, and the Levi, when he takes this bushel, or these 9.8 bushels, he has to give 1/10 of that to a truma, ma'aser min ha-ma'aser, to the Kohen. Suppose there is now ma'aser rishon, given to the Levi, and the Levi has already taken the truma, trumas ma'aser, the 10th of a 10th from it. That ma'aser rishon is now belonging to the Levi, and is potter from truma. And similarly, ma'aser sheni means the second tithe, after you take the 9.8, then you're left with 90, and that has to be given 1/10 of that, 9 is taken to Yerushalayim and consumed there, etc., the mitzvah of ma'aser sheni, which we will learn about. One can redeem ma'aser sheni, and turn the crops essentially into silver coins. And now the silver coins have a kedushas ma'aser sheni, and the crops are chulin, can be eaten by anybody anywhere. Now, that ma'aser sheni, if after it's redeemed, is exempt from truma. Similarly, hektish is exempt from truma. Hektish, which is redeemed, is exempt from truma. So again, the principle is, as we're now going to see clearly, v'lo min hachayav al haptur, v'lo min haptur al hachayav. You cannot give truma from a truckload or wagon load of grain which is obligated in truma for a wagon load which is potter from truma, nor vice versa. Classical example, besides the ones that we're studying, listed in the Mishnah, of grain which is potter from trumos and maestros, is grain which has not yet grown a third. It's still growing. It still hasn't developed yet. It's not even a third to full its growth. Lo hivi or shlish. That's exempt from truma. To take that grain and have it serve as truma for grain which has grown fully beyond a third, that's minha potur al hachayav. Similarly, the mitzvah of truma only applies to grain or olives or grapes which have been harvested, which have already been cut, which are tolush, but not mechubo, not if they're still attached to the ground, they're still on the tree, or they're still growing in the earth. So, the rule is, v'lo min ha-tolush am ha-mechubo, you can't give truma from harvested grain onto grain or crops which have not yet been harvested, which are still attached to the ground, and vice versa, lo min ha-mechubor al ha-tolush, nor can you give truma from that which is still attached to the ground and say, those olives on the tree should serve for truma for all of the olives that I have, including the ones that I've already harvested. Can't do that. Similarly, there is a cutoff point when the year ends for all the various types of crops. For example, let's take vegetables, which are mechuyav in truma. The cutoff point for them is Rosh Hashanah. So if a person, Erev Rosh Hashanah, harvests vegetables, and after Rosh Hashanah harvests a second crop of vegetables, he cannot give truma from one year's crop to serve for the other year's crop. That's because the Pasuk says, Aser ta aser es kol tzvua asaracha hayotzei hasodeh shono shono, year by year. So you can't give, as the Mishnah will say, v'lo min hachodosh al hayoshon, you can't give from this year's crop for last year's crop, v'lo min hayoshon al hachodosh, nor can you give from last year's crop for this year's crop. V'lo mi peros ha'oretz al peros chutzol ha'oretz. Now, the halacha is that fruit, grain, olives, grapes, etc., are only obligated in truma if they grow in the land of Eretz Israel. Here we are in Golos, we are living in America, sitting here and giving the shiur in Maryland. Fruits, grain that grows in Maryland, in my farm, even if I a Jew own it 100%, is not obligated in truma sumaisus. Suppose I have a farm here and a farm in Tzfas, a farm in the outside Yerushalayim, and I'm not there, so I want to give truma from my farm in Maryland. It should serve and exempt the tfuah, the grain that I have in my farm in Eretz Yisrael. Can't be. You can't give min ha-potur al ha-chiyuf. You can't give truma from Maryland's crops, which are potur, to Israel's crops, which are chay. Now, the Mefarshim explain here, of course, that the chiddush is that suppose my crop, second crop, is not in Maryland, but it is in Syria. It is in a land adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. And there are certain lands adjacent to Eretz Yisrael where mitakonas neviim, or mitakonas chachomim, where either the neviim, the early prophets, or the chachomim chazal, declared and said, look, if you have a field just outside of the land of Israel, 100 feet down across the border, midrabbanon, that's also chayiv in truma. But you cannot give truma from the crops in Israel for that crop in Syria, in Syria, nor from the land of Syria, the farm you have there, to the one you have in Eretz Yisrael. Lo mi peros oretz al peros chutz loretz, v'lo mi peros chutz loretz al peros oretz. In all these cases, which essentially all boil down to giving crops min ha-potor al ha-chayev, or min ha-chayev al ha-potor, in tormu, if you do so, ein truma son truma. What you did is not valid. Not valid. So if you're Torah min ha-chayev al ha-potor, or min ha-potor al ha-chayev, it is not truma. The Meforshim say that in the case of peros chutz la-oretz, which are chayev mid-rabbonon, which are chayiv midrabbonon, then you would have a different halacha. Because now you're not mafresh from chiyuv al haptur, or petur al hachiyuv, but you're mafresh from something which is chayiv min ha-Torah onto something which is chayiv midrabbonon, or vice versa. For that, there's a separate halacha, which is explained in Mishnayos Maseches Damai, Perek Hei, Mishneh Yud, and Mishneh Yud Aleph. But the upshot of our Mishnah is, when you give truma, you must give from a set of crops which is obligated in truma, and take the truma from that crop. So you're giving from a crop which is obligated in truma onto a crop which is obligated in truma. But to give peros from a crop which is exempt from truma for whatever reason, it's not in Eretz Yisrael, truma's already been given, it's leket shikru pei or hefker, then that truma is not truma. You have to give truma min hachiyuv al hachiyuv, and not min hachiyuv al hapotur, min hapotur al hachiyuv. And so we have finished lesson 3, which takes us to Mishneh Vav and Zayin, which in Yetzah Hashem we will study together tomorrow. Tomorrow we will study lecture or lesson 4, Mishneh Vav and Mishneh Zayin of the first Perek of Trumos.